weather. Superstar Country 102.5 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 80. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for storms, lows level off around 52. Daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Upper 60s, Saturday and Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 62.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Former Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody will go on trial in February. He's charged with interference with the judicial process. The charges stem from a raid on the local newspaper, the Marion County Record. A woman pleads no contest to multiple charges in connection with the murder of two Kansas women. Tiffany Adams charged with first-degree murder, child neglect, and other charges in Oklahoma. The charges stem from the deaths of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly in Oklahoma last year. A popular travel center will soon have a location in Kansas. Today, crews are set to break ground on our state's first Bucky's convenience store. It's being built just off of I-70 in Kansas City, Kansas, near the Kansas Speedway. And Wichita, Felicia Roth, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
My dad, he's a double amputee, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. To me, a hero is someone who fights for our country and freedom.
My dad is a hero.
Homes for Our Troops built this house, and it's basically made for him. My dad can get through the wide doorways.
When he is making our lunch, he can reach anything we need.
He'll help me build tiny projects.
Life is good here.
Without Homes for Our Troops, we'd be living in a home that didn't have all these features that helped him.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post 9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives.
If they get a new house like this one, it'll help them like do normal life.
My dad's not just a hero, he's my hero.
Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The NCAA has denied Kansas State women's basketball forward Kennedy Taylor's waiver for an additional year of eligibility, but it was just 2 weeks ago and not over the summer, and that has head coach Jeff Minnie scratching his head.
For the life of me, I can't understand the NCAA on some things. And what I mean by that is they keep changing the goalpost. This would have been a case 95% previously. I cannot figure out why you can't make this decision in June, not July, not August, not September, not October, in June. In fairness to her and in fairness to us, quite frankly, because it's a pretty good player that we're waiting on. I don't sit here and pretend to have all the answers. I just know there's a better way to do it for not just Kennedy, but for any player in these situations. And in our particular situation, it's been frustrating.
Taylor and her family have filed an appeal with the NCAA, and that is where it currently stands. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Cattlemen, it's that time of year to graze those stocks and waterways. And to keep those cattle there, you need reliable temporary fencing from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has solar and plug-in electric fencers from Gallagher, Parmac, True Test by Datamars, and more. Plus, Gallagher insulators, Bayguard polywire, grounding systems, and all the accessories you need to finish the fence. See these fence products pictured at Valley.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Hayes man was arrested on October 10th for allegedly entering a home and threatening to kill two people. Hayes Deputy Police Chief Tim Greenwood said officers arrested 46-year-old Robert Daniel Carriger in the 500 block of East 8th Street after he allegedly entered the residence without permission. Greenwood said a man and a woman were outside of their home socializing when Carriger approached them and started a conversation that they didn't appreciate. And after the man and woman went inside, Carriger knocked on the door and was told to leave. After the residents failed to lock the door, Carriger allegedly entered the home, and once inside, he allegedly pushed the male victim and threatened the female, demanding alcohol and saying that he would kill them if she didn't comply. Carriger allegedly took alcohol from the residents before being arrested on alleged charge of aggravated burglary, criminal threat, and simple battery. On Wednesday, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, is reminding seniors that Medicare open enrollment began on Wednesday, October 15th, and this is the one time of the year Medicare recipients can make changes to their plans if necessary. The senator's office has staff ready to assist Kansans and has updated its online resource page to help Kansas seniors navigate the Medicare open enrollment season. Kansas seniors can use this webpage to research Medicare benefit plans, find resources for benefit counseling, learn about avoiding scams, and read about other important information that's related to Medicare open enrollment. Senator Marshall said he wants his office to be a resource for Kansas seniors who have questions about Medicare open enrollment because these are important decisions, and he wants to ensure all seniors have access to the help needed to make decisions that are in their own best interest. He said he encourages seniors to do their research and to take their time, consult with their doctor, local hospital, and community pharmacists about how changes will impact their care, and utilize the available state and federal Medicare resources and ask them questions. He said taking these steps will ensure that you pick the plan that is best for you. Those who are happy with their plans don't need to take any action to retain their current coverage and plan options, and open enrollment will end on December 7th. Kansas seniors with questions about open enrollment or Medicare in general can call Senator Marshall's Salina office to speak with a casework specialist at 785-829-9000. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will host five public meetings this fall to share information on proposed state park fee changes and hear directly from Kansans. These town hall style meetings will provide the public with an opportunity to learn about the proposed changes, ask questions, and provide feedback. The fees remain unchanged at this time, and any adjustments will require a vote of approval by the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission before they're implemented. Locally, a meeting will be held on November 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Fort Hays State University Memorial Union Black and Gold Room on the second floor, 700 College Drive in Hayes. Proposed fee changes are to be discussed for camping permits and vehicle permits with Connor O'Flanagan, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks State Parks Director, saying that utility and operational costs for Kansas state parks have risen nearly 45% since 2016. So these proposed changes are necessary to ensure Kansas's parks remain safe, well-maintained, and accessible to all Kansans, both now and for future generations. For more information about Kansas State Parks, you can visit ksoutdoors.gov/state-parks. One person was injured in an accident just before 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday in Graham County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2016 Chevy Silverado driven by 21-year-old Carter L. Underhill of Hill City was northbound on 340th Road, 1.5 miles west of Bogue. The driver attempted to navigate a curve and the pickup traveled off of the road, rolled, and came to rest against a tree. EMS transported Underhill to the Graham County Hospital, and he was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol is investigating a shooting involving troopers on Wednesday morning in Grand Island. At around 6 a.m. on Wednesday, investigators with the Nebraska State Patrol's Technical Crimes Unit served a warrant at a home near Pleasant View Drive and East Oklahoma Avenue, and the patrol said the search warrant was in relation to a child pornography investigation. As investigators tried to serve the search warrant, 43-year-old Justin Jelienk fired a gun from inside the home, and a trooper shot back, but no one was hit by gunfire. After Jelienk barricaded himself inside the home, the patrol SWAT team was activated, and investigators gave repeated commands for Jelienk to exit the home. Then about 10 minutes later, Jelienk came out and was taken into custody. He was lodged in the Hall County Jail, and charges are pending, and an investigation is ongoing. An inmate who went missing from the Community Correction Center in Omaha was found on Monday. The Omaha Police Department arrested 41-year-old Randy Johnson after he took off his electronic monitoring device near the facility on July 8th. Johnson was sentenced to 9 to 13 years out of Douglas County for possession with intent to deliver cocaine and possession of a deadly weapon by a felon. The Community Correction Center is the lowest level of custody and least restrictive facility operated by the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, where inmates are allowed to participate in work opportunities or attend school and religious services with prior approval and without direct supervision. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton's head cross-country coach, George Rossi, to update on the team and their meet today in Downs.
I'm here with head cross-country coach George Rossi. Coach, last week, the Mid-Con League meet at Phillipsburg. Seems like you got the girls and boys, the teams running pretty well, both first-place finishes. Well, let's talk about the girls.
Yeah, it was a good day for us. You know, anytime you can win the league and then to do it on the both boys and girls side, you know, it was a double good day for us. We were very happy with it. You know, Phillipsburg is a demanding course. It's a tough course. So it seems like the weather there is either freezing cold or hot, and it was hot. And some of our kids struggled a little bit in it, but I think overall, you know, they did a good job. You know, on the girls side, we were first place, and then Hoxie, TMP, and Oakley were behind us. And individually, Emma Collins was in fifth place. And the girls that beat Emma, the Boydston girls and Howland, Madison Howland, you know, those three are ranked 1, 2, and 1 in their respective classes. And Brill and Trump from Plainville also got ahead of Emma at the end, and she's one of the top 10 runners in 2A. So, you know, Emma ran a great race, and she was a little disappointed where she finished, but, you know, I told her to use that for fuel for the upcoming couple weeks, and I know she will. Right behind her was Kaysen Miller, who ran a good race at Peaburg. She came in sixth. Danica Frick ran really well. She was 17th. Savannah Rumback was right behind her at 18th. Cassidy McLean was 20th. Laura Granberry was 22nd. And Clara Wessel was 31st. And then on the JV side, Gabby Rios and Bailey Thompson both picked up medals in the JV race. So, you know, the girls, like I said, some of them struggled, but they knew they had to push through because Hoxie was coming right behind us. And I'll give all the credit to our kids of, you know, keeping in it when they weren't feeling good at times. And a couple of them were really struggling to kind of get their motor running, and they don't quit. And that's going to help us out down the future. You know, those girls go out and compete. So I was very proud of that. And then on top, you know, we can come out and win the MCL for the 10th time in a row, and you got to be happy with that because, you know, doing something like that, it's just not easy.
One thing that probably we should mention is that the Mid-Continent League does have the top four in the placings.
Yeah, it does, and that makes it – sometimes that benefits us, but this time, you know, it didn't. It made their scores a little closer, but, you know, if we would have scored five, that would have given us a little bit better cushion. But, you know, it is what it is, and they do that because a lot of the teams in few years past have been short on numbers, and I understand that too. You know, it's just one of those things to make the race more competitive, and I'm all for doing anything that will help out the competitiveness of our races.
On the boys' side, got to be pretty excited that they won the Mid-Continent League first time in 5 years. Why don't we talk about the team and then, of course, the individuals?
Yeah, it was very exciting for the boys to come out and get first place. Like you said, it was 5 years since we won last. Hoxie's been kind of the dominant force, and Hoxie has a good team, and they had all their kids back healthy for the Oberlin race and then our race, and you know our kids hung in there and did a great job. And individually, Ace and Katz, just I can't speak enough about how hard he works, and he ended up winning the MCL championship, pulling away. Ran a fantastic race. His race plans here of late, you know, he's patient. He runs a negative split, which is third mile is usually faster or very close to his first and second mile. You know, he doesn't panic, and that gives you a boatload of confidence right now. And I think Aston's running with a lot of confidence. You know, he's in great. His fitness level is very high. He's been running in the 16s. Now he ran a 17:29 at Peaburg, but like I said, Peaburg is it's a hard course. Some of those uphills are steep, and it's on the buffalo grass. It's kind of hard. It was hot, you know, and times aren't, you're usually not going to PR at Phillipsburg, and so we know that, but the kids, you know, it's about placing, and they did a great job. Like I said, Aston won it. Derek Clydesdale was 8th, Elvis Green was 13th, Kaysen Bailey was 14th, and then Max Carter was 19th. Jace Bailey was 22nd. And then on the JV side, we had several medalists. Tristan Talent, Michael Urban, Asher Erickson, and Noah Lanier all medaled. And then Hendre Mueller finished 18th in the JV race. So, you know, all the guys ran hard, just like the girls. They didn't give in, and they just kept persistent running through and picking guys off, and we did what we needed to do, and we're able to come away with a win.
Now, you mentioned that being a hard course for you. You go to Downs, and it probably isn't any easier at the Downs, although you do see some different competition there. Salina Southeast, the one team that mostly you're trying to look at.
Yeah, Downs is it's not as hilly of a course, but, you know, of course, like, tomorrow they're forecasting a stiff south wind, and you run about a half mile loop into the south twice, and sometimes when that wind is blowing, it feels like you just cannot make any progress. The competition is very tough at that meet. Like you said, Southeast Saline on the boys' side is ranked number one in the state. You know, they are a great team. They've always do well at state. The girls are also highly ranked. You know, that's a good team for us to try to look for on both sides. You know, a couple teams that we will see at regionals, we'll see Ellsworth at our regional, and we'll see Lions at our regional, and they're going to both be at Downs tomorrow. So it's we talk a lot trying to keep this kind of as a practice regional, you know, try some things out that may want to do next week and see how it works out, or if it doesn't, you know, do a different path. But it's a good race for us. We're excited about it, and hopefully competition will be very good.
As you speak of the regionals, it has been announced that you'll be traveling down to Dodge City. Can you just kind of give us a little bit of what that regional would be like?
Well, it's going to be tough on both sides. You know, on the boys' side, you have Holcomb, Scott City, and Lakin. All three of those teams are ranked pretty high up in 3A. You know, we're sitting on the rankings right now, and that regional is fourth, but, you know, it's we've done it before. Our kids have the abilities to do that. On the girls' side, kind of the same teams. You know, us, Scott City, Lakin are your three teams that I think are your top three, but there's Ellsworth is lurking right behind. You got Hoisington, you have Lions. There's a lot of teams that you have to run the race. So, you know, we're getting ready. We're trying to get everybody healthy. We're probably not going to run Max and Jace at Downs tomorrow to kind of let them rest up and heal some injuries that they've been nursing. So hopefully by the time regionals roll around, we'll be at full staff.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck when you travel down to Downs, Kansas, for their invitational. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Rossi, and good luck to the cross-country team at their meet today in Downs. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having cabotini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pork nachos or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Mexi Tot Supreme, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 80 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 52. On Friday, sunny with a high near 72 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be clear with a low around 45. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 69. And windy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 70. On Monday, sunny with a high near 75. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 63. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 67. Currently, with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is south at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.88, and the dew point is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:25, and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. For everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy. The NCAA has denied Kansas State women's basketball forward Kennedy Taylor's waiver for an additional year of eligibility, but it was just 2 weeks ago and not over the summer, and that has head coach Jeff Minnie scratching his head.
For the life of me, I can't understand the NCAA on some things, and what I mean by that is they keep changing the goalpost. This would have been a case 95% previously. I cannot figure out why you can't make this decision in June, not July, not August, not September, not October, in June, in fairness to her and in fairness to us, quite frankly, because it's a pretty good player that we're waiting on. I don't sit here and pretend to have all the answers. I just know there's a better way to do it for not just Kennedy, but for any player in these situations. And in our particular situation, it's been frustrating.
Taylor and her family have filed an appeal with the NCAA, and that is where it currently stands. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Cattlemen, it's that time of year to graze those stocks and waterways. And to keep those cattle there, you need reliable temporary fencing from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has solar and plug-in electric fencers from Gallagher, Parmac, True Test by Datamars, and more. Plus, Gallagher insulators, Bayguard polywire, grounding systems, and all the accessories you need to finish the fence. See these fence products pictured at valleyvet.com, and you can place your order online. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more, shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.